City of a Thousand Handshakes, page 135.
Though the handshake is one of the most common ways of greeting in the world, no one is sure of its origin. According to one theory, it began in the Middle Ages when strangers would shake hands to make sure neither one of them was carrying any weapons. Today, there are a wide range of different handshakes in every part of the world, some formal and some informal. It is obvious that the handshake is more than just a way of greeting. Filmmaker Michael Brito decided to make a documentary about the large variety of handshakes in a film called Gimme Five, History of a Handshake. He and his team surveyed people on the streets of New York, focusing on Harlem, a neighborhood known for its gangs, where he knew he would find many different handshakes. They spent 60 hours filming unique handshakes with names such as Daps, Pounds, and Soul Shakes, used in different neighborhoods of the city. Brito learned that gangs created special handshakes to show their uniqueness and togetherness. The stories behind the handshakes were fascinating. For example, in one neighborhood he found that gang members say hello to each other by using the 1-4-5, a three-part greeting that consists of a single finger to the nose, four placed on the chest above the heart, then a light five-finger slap. To people who don't understand, some handshakes may appear violent. One young man Brito interviewed, 18-year-old Omari Moore, showed him a handshake that began with three hand slaps and ended in a half hug. Omari grew up in army bases around the world. He said that he had learned the handshake from his father, a soldier. He explained that the first three slaps stood for welcome, strength, and unity. Brito also filmed a man who insisted that he had invented the pound, in which greeters touch the knuckles of their closed fists. The man claimed that the handshake, which he had invented while recovering from an injured thumb, later became popular worldwide. One of the reasons Michael Brito decided to make the documentary was because he likes getting people to think about things in their everyday lives that they usually take for granted. He enjoyed meeting and interacting with people. And isn't this what the handshake is all about?